These next two songs are Complicated off the Good Charlotte album, followed by Stalemate off the Limp Bizkit $3 billion.
No way, do you care? But isn't that an obligation to care? And we said, complicated, yeah, you're overrated. Well, all right.
Well, I think both these songs suck.
Yeah. I'm going on the record.
I think they're both a couple of the worst of the pack.
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, Stalemate, first of all, Fred Durst just sounds like he needs to clear his throat the whole song. And it kind of has, like, this weird, like, oyster-heady, rhymus-y bass line, which is kind of cool. But like that whiny, like breathy, far away, like vocal tone is just so agonizing throughout this entire song.
I feel like this song is them trying to sound like Tool.
Yeah.
And
like
they're bad at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the song is mostly unintelligible, which is like probably fine. Cause again, like I don't want to hear the lyrics. And then like Complicated as like a sad, like, my dad left me song with like some Limp Bizkit caliber lyrics and some, you know, parallel ticky ticky ticky, like, you know, wah wah pedal fucking rhyming aided with aided.
It's really cheesy.
It's bad.
The chicky chicky elements.
Chicky chicky.
It's too much.
It's bad.
I didn't put too many notes for this song, but my main note was this is way worse than the Avril Lavigne Complicated.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lyric that says, giving thanks to the Lord and I pray every day, giving shouts to my peeps, and this is what we say. Like, that's probably the worst lyric on any of these albums, so.
I guess they were in high school, right?
They were definitely in high school. It's also, I mean,
I wrote bad lyrics in high school, too, you know, like.
Yeah. And at least there was something like authentic about these lyrics, because the whole song is like about their dad leaving them and shit. And like, you know, you left us one little room with a black and white TV, one eviction notice and a bill for therapy. You're living all alone. You're like a dog without a bone. You're living all alone because you left us all at home. Well, you had a second chance, but you threw it all away. Blah, blah, blah. Sitting in a bar, just drowning in your tears, lonely in your corner while everybody cheers. All right. Well, You stuck it to the man.
Fuck you,
your
dad.
I mean, at least, yeah, again, at least there's some sort of authentic emotion to the song, which it's a cheesy, cheesy, cheesy emotion, but I don't know. I can't discern any emotion from Stalemate, so.
Well,
at least
I'll give you a taste. Okay. Strange things occurring, happening over and over and over again. Now, bitch, you are cruelty.
Oof.
You bark orders with such a degrading dialect.
Oof. Okay. Well.
I ain't down with the sympathy you seek, and I always remember your tender love. Wipe me under the rug just so you can step on my spine. I'm gonna get mine.
Yeah.
I like to rearrange your face. I'm gonna get mine.
Okay. Well. Do we call this a draw?
I didn't realize, you know, when I was younger that all these fucking Limp Bizkit songs are like breakup songs.
Well.
are like early Glassjaw tier misogyny bordering on violence lyrics.
Yeah.
But.
But
it's doing a little more for me than Good Charlotte, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. No, they're both really fucking bad. It's dumb. They're both bad.
Good Charlotte is definitely more wholesome. Good Charlotte, like, I feel
well,
dirty
I was just
defending
a little
bit
more Limp Bizkit.
And I feel like if someone really grew up with Good Charlotte and like this is like their jam, like that's harder to hate on than if Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit was my jam, but I feel like it's I gotta bite my tongue a little bit about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is. Again, I don't know. They're good musicians. Like the Limp Bizkit, like the bar is set much higher in terms of musicianship, and they like, you know, they usually reach that in their songs. But the lyrics are terrible, the vocals are terrible, and then you know, what the other song was, whatever that fucking was.
Complicated.
Complicated. Yeah, it's fucking boring and dumb and it's about a sad dad. So I don't know. They both suck. The end?
Is it a stalemate?
It's a stalemate.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, we'll
let that one be a stalemate. So it's still 3-1 you with one tie. Okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll call this a tie.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get into the next two songs, which are Seasons. Ugh, yeah. It's going to be rough. It's rough. Seasons by Good Charlotte, and then followed by Clunk by Limp Bizkit.
I know we talked about it. I just can't get around it. I just want one more night with you. I wanna fall in love tonight. There it goes flying over that head. You'll be crying, lying in your deathbed. Man, you're just a reject. You put your finger licking these just to get a little respect. But you got no clue, always screaming, everybody owes you. Well, kid, I never did. And never will. It's come too far. It's gone way too far.
Okay. Okay.
Are we both just getting bummed out that we have to defend either of these albums?
Yeah,
at this point?
I really am. I'm exhausted. This is the midpoint, and I feel fucking exhausted by both of these songs and both of these albums at this point.
Seasons, you didn't get the beginning of the song where it is butt rock. It is just a pop country.
All the seasons of your love.
That's
like
a Nickelback song.
I don't know if that's
coming
a
down, back me up.
Yeah, but the delivery is different. But
still,
like,
though.
Okay, but Nickelback is, I mean, butt rock is just pop with fucking, you know, constipation. Like, it's not like, none of this is groundbreaking. Again, it's using the same kind of very formulaic pop vocal, you know, verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus kind of structure. And it's not good. It's not good. It's not good. But also Clunk, bad.
I do think Limp Bizkit shoots their load a little early in this album. Like, I think Pollution, Counterfeit, Stuck, like, I think those are the highlights. But I don't know. I feel like Clunk is just, it's fine. It's a solid mosh song.
Yeah.
This is the mosh song.
At first I just thought he was saying cock over and over again. He was saying Clunk, but I think that's kind of like emblematic of this album in general. It just seems like a big ode to his really quite insignificant penis. We were discussing this off mic, but
yeah, he did a porno. He has a small dick. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we were talking off mic about, like, you know, the similarities between these two bands,
yeah.
You know, just getting famous off the blind ambition and ego of its front people,
yeah,
front men.
Shamelessness.
And you were telling me that Benji dated
Joel
dated Hillary Duff when she was 16.
And he was 24. Yeah. Yeah. What a scumbag. What a scumbag. Also, Fred Durst definitely banging teenagers all day. Day.
I'm
fucking gross.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Come
I
on.
Guess.
Come on. Also, okay, Clunk lyrics. Let's get into this. It's not too late, dude. Just that time for you to zip up that grill. Take a deep breath. Look around. Ain't nobody left. Just a target. Bullseye. Still, you walk around in a town like a clown in a force field.
Yeah, so this song is really... It's just bars from Fred Durst.
Ugh.
It's just bars. And when he's just rapping, you know, when he's not doing the big hooks, you got lyrics like, Over that head, you'll be crying, lying in your deathbed. Now you're just a reject. You put your finger in McYD's just to gain a little respect. But you got no clue why we screaming everybody knows you. Well, kid, I never did.
Yeah, the enunciation and the choice of, like, syllable, like, emphasis is just so all over the place.
It's unique, though. I kind of like it. You know, everyone, that's what everyone
uniquely
hates
fucking
on
stupid. How is, okay, listen, how is that different from fucking Northern State and their rhythmless, like, white girl fucking, like, spastic bullshit rap? Like, come on. Like,
I think lyrically Fred Durst doesn't really have much on Northern State, but I think he does very interesting things with his voice. You know, dare I say it, the precursor to Young Thug.
What?
Fred Durst.
Okay, shut up, stop it. What?
Yeah, he
used
to do.
You think Fred Durst invented, like, varying vocal inflections on a track?
He made it, like, his trademark.
Yeah, but, okay, all right.
That and the screams and the hat.
Like, but, like, there's been a million artists, like, Danzig, like, fucking Lux Interior, like, fucking, it very, like, we've had a lot of those types of vocalists who, like, go back and forth and do all sorts of weird fucking vocal inflections, like, come on, sorry.
Whatever, I like it better than Good Charlotte. I'm giving this one to Clunk.
Yeah, I'll give it to Clunk. I mean, Seasons, Seasons is definitely, like, the first comment I made was the song on this album I always skip. Like, it's just a wicked nasally delivery, and it's a super, like, tropey, like, summer's over and so is our love, like, you know, pop punk storyline, and it's not groundbreaking. It picks up the pace, like, you know, halfway through, and it's better, but it's not great. So neither's Clunk, but I'll give it to Clunk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give it to Clunk.
Hashtag give it to Clunk. Hashtag, but what was that other fucking song that we were viciously arguing about? It was Motivation Proclamation or some other one. I forget. Sour.
We've been pretty in agreement for the most part, though. Yeah. The Limp Bizkit album is better.
Yeah, we're now at 4-1 with one tie. Okay, so this next song, but who's counting? This next two songs are Don't Want to Stop by Good Charlotte and Faith by Limp Bizkit.
I wanna stop, don't wanna stop, don't wanna stop, don't wanna stop. I don't want down without devotion. Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Run, gotta have faith, gotta have faith, gotta have faith, gotta have faith, baby.
Well, that's, you know, that's a classic right there.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
And it's a funny little cover of it.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's really stupid, and it is what launched, like, Limp Bizkit into their notoriety, into their fame and their entire career.
That was their first really big hit.
And I remember seeing it on MTV.
On TRL,
like,
I'm sure.
Yep. When it, like, debuted, and it was a huge fucking deal. Huge fucking deal.
Yeah. Fred Durst directed the music video.
Yeah. Well, he had originally recorded the music video, and then he didn't like it, and then he decided to, like, re-record it or something.
Yeah, and then he did one with, like, just the bands he was on tour with and put them in silly costumes.
Yeah, I mean, again, not groundbreaking stuff, but it was pretty good. I mean, I guess the guy who did their album, I forget, he was
Ross Robinson.
That guy. Yeah. So he was, like, part of the Korn crew, I think.
Yeah.
And
no, he was the new metal producer.
And he did not want this album, I mean, the song, to be on the album. He was like, no, this is stupid. And then heard the recording, was like, well, we might have something here. And they did. Yeah. I guess, you know.
Ross Robinson also produced At the Drive-In's Relationship of Command and the Blood Brothers' Burn Piano Island Burn.
That is an excellent album.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite albums, actually.
Mine too.
Yeah, definitely a lot more memorable than I Don't Want to Stop, which is just a lit song with a little more pep.
I said this one's fine because it's just a Green Day song.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought they did a fine version of a Green Day song.
Yeah.
I didn't mind this one so much, this Good Charlotte one. Am I about to go hard for the Good Charlotte song?
Okay, you know what? I'd love to hear it. Go right ahead.
I don't know. Like, this is kind of what I wanted the rest of the album to be.
Interesting.
I think that's what I expected it to be, because this was Good Charlotte's album before the one with all the hits on it, before the anthem and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, oh, well, they must have had a phase where they were, like, a regular pop punk band,
mm-hmm.
you know, that wasn't just, like, pandering.
Right.
But I was wrong. They were pandering from the very start of their fucking existence.
Well, they wanted to make money. Like,
but this song is a straight up pop punk song, and I kind of appreciate that.
I don't see why this is any different than, like, almost all of the other songs that we listen to. Like, to be honest, like, it's just a very straightforward paint by numbers pop punk song that's totally singable and danceable, and, you know, it gets stuck in your head. Whereas, you know, Faith is obviously taking a classic song and turning it on its head in a way that makes it virtually unrecognizable from the original, and still also gets stuck in your head, which is interesting, and why I give the edge to Faith. But, you know,
I do also kind of feel like Faith is, like, the worst song on the album. Like, it doesn't go with the rest of the songs. It's a little out of left field for.
But I can see why it, like, grabbed the attention of people. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a good single.
It's a good single, and it was a great, like, introduction to Limp Bizkit, in the sense of, like, introducing this style of music.
But I don't need to get all fucking music snob on $3 Bill, y'all. But I just feel like Faith kind of disrupts the flow of the album. And
okay,
I'm.
Are we going to vote for I Don't Want to Stop then? Is that what you're going to do right now, Mike Dunn?
I feel like I got to throw Good Charlotte a bone because
I hate
most of the album. So I'm going to throw this one to I Don't Want to Stop, because dang it, I didn't hate it.
No, I mean, there's nothing hateable about it. I just think that Faith was such an interesting, like, moment, again, like, in the cultural, like, zeitgeist of the time, in that it really introduced people to, Got the Life, did that come out before this?
They were right around the same time. I think Got the Life might have been a little bit before this. It was, as I recall, it was, like, hand in hand. Like, there would be a Limp Bizkit video, and then it would be followed by a Korn video.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean,
those were the two rock bands they played on MTV, because at the time, in addition, it was all boy bands.
Right.
And Britney Spears.
Well, which is another thing to, like, that's important to, like, situate this shit in that context, because, like, you know, how far off was Limp Bizkit from, like, the Backstreet Boys in that sense? The fact that they were, like, competing on the charts with one another. And okay, and, like, this is why I'm going to give it to Good Charlotte. Like, fucking, like, singing a George Michael song and then also, like, using F-word slurs at your shows, like, all day, or day, and, like, being, like, fucking.
Also, the album title, $3 Bill, y'all, like, the phrase is queer as a $3 bill, you know what I mean?
Right, like, right. Which, what are you trying to say with that? So, yeah.
But it's also weirdly homoerotic, right? Because also Limp Bizkit, you know what Limp Bizkit means?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the game where everyone jerks off in a circle and yeah, and that's what Limp Bizkit is. Everyone sits in a circle and jerks off.
Oh,
it's like
God.
A frat boys apparently do this onto a cookie, and whoever comes last has to eat it.
Okay, well, that's extremely homoerotic.
Yes.
and self-hating. So, you know what? No, I give it to Good Charlotte. Give it to Good Charlotte. I Don't Want to Stop. It's a great lit song.
Also, George Michael hated this Faith cover. Hated it.
Yeah. I mean,
hated the band for it.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one.
All right.
I have two. It's 4-2 with one tie, I think. I don't know. I'm losing, guys. I'm losing. But let's go to the next one. This is I Heard You by Good Charlotte, followed by Stink Finger.
And you said I could tell in the way. Said goodbye. I saw you sitting at your t-shirt stand with your new boyfriend. He's really cool, like, get the point. I heard you.
I have a lot to say about anything anymore, to be honest.
Well, good. We've been talking for too long anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I heard you. Did you know that these guys weren't popular? Because they're going to tell you.
Oh, these poor boys.
They're so tough.
These poor guys. Ugh.
It's like a teen movie soundtrack. You know, this like soaring harmonic bridge. Similar to teen movies, there are some great elements here, but it's overall pretty empty.
Yeah, I mean, this one's also a pop punk song. I appreciated it much like I appreciated the last one, but I don't know. I mean, it's not great. Stinkfinger's good. Stinkfinger sounds like Deftones, like White Pony Deftones.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. It's a song about a bad neighbor. Like, it's not super, like, deep in any way.
No.
But the chunky bass line's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the song is, like, unique, you know? Like, I don't know. I mean, also, it sounds like Deftones.
Stinkfinger.
Hey, Tool has a song called Stink Fist.
I know.
They were probably just, you know, they clearly like Tool.
Yeah, they definitely like Tool.
Like, really, like, Wes Borland is, like, listening to some much more heady music than what Limp Bizkit is offering. And also, they get a lot more bro-y, like, after this album, you know, as they go on.
I mean, Stinkfinger is, like, a pretty bro-y title of a song.
Yeah. Also, a homoerotic title of a song.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it's...
Fred, you can come out. Let us know how you feel.
Look, it's fine. You know what, though? He is, like, anti-Trump. He is sort of left-wing, apparently.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, that's, again, that's, like, the barest minimum. But
well, have we heard from Benji? Have we heard from Joel, the Madden bros?
That's true. We really need to weigh in with the Madden brothers to see what their opinion is of the Trump presidency. That's the one opinion that we've been missing this whole time, to
I
be
don't
honest.
Know. Where are you at, true. Maddens?
Where you at, Maddens?
No, but I actually kind of like Stinkfinger. Clearly, that's Wes Borland was listening to, like, Deftones and Radiohead and Tool, and, like, he got a lot of effects pedals. Like, Wes Borland should have been doing bigger and better things. I mean, not bigger, but better things than Limp Bizkit. And that's probably why he quit the band after Chocolate Starfish, because, I don't know, that's why I like this Limp Bizkit album. Like, you know, we've been going back and forth about what's shittier, but, like, I really like this Limp Bizkit album to this day. Like, this isn't something I just picked back up for the show. Like, I had listened to this a couple
of... To look cool in front of your friends.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was still listening to this. I don't know. Like, I think there's something special about this album.
What does it really, like, hit for you? Like, what buttons does it press? Because I'd love to know.
I mean, clearly it hits the nostalgia buttons, first of all, because it was a big part of...
But beyond nostalgia.
Beyond nostalgia, I really think that, you know... Rap rock shouldn't be an inherently bad genre. It is, like, generally 95% of the time, bad music. But I think this is, like, this album is, if it weren't for Fred Durst being Fred Durst, like, just in terms of sheer instrumentation and arrangements,
right?
You know, the skills of the musicians involved, the rhythm sections very in, you know, lockstep with each other, the guitar parts are super interesting, the atmospherics are great. Like, this album really comes together and it works as something unique and singular in the music that was coming out at the time, and it certainly wasn't appreciated.
I mean, besides
for
the fact
the
that
time.
It sounded like the Deftones and Korn and Rage Against the Machine, and
well, yeah, those influences were all there, you know, and those bands did predate them by a few years, but they were generally part of the same scene together, and I think Limp Bizkit was doing their own thing.
Right. They're more original. I mean, Good Charlotte was definitely, like, you know, reading out of a well-worn playbook. They were
huge posers.
They're posers in the sense that, yes, like, they're not punk. Neither were we.
No, but they were...
Guess what, Mike? You're a poser, too.
No, I'm not a poser. I'm a punk. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, how punk were we?
I went to shows.
Okay, but
I was DIY.
Yeah, okay.
I am DIY.
Yeah, but we were, like, suburban white kids. Like, how punk were we, really?
That's always what punk was. Come
okay,
on.
Maybe true. But also, like, which machines were you raging against in high school, my friend?
I was trying to figure out out which ones I should be raging against. You know, I was trying really hard.
I know. No, trust me. I was there too. I'm just saying that, like, I don't
George
know.
George W. Like, Bush, for one, you know, like, that
well,
was
true.
A traumatizing time to grow up. I can't even imagine these fucking kids now.
I know. They're fucked.
They're fucked.
We're fucked. I'm a fucked adult. Yeah. They're fucked too. Yeah, I don't know. Like they're posers. Correct. You're right. But like Limp Bizkit also.
They were trendsetters.
What?
They were trendsetters. Everyone
no.
was wearing baggy jeans and Nike
they were
caps.
Like, they were Brent setters. You know, they set not, a lot of Brents on I'm, their on their paths.
Like, hashtag Brent setters.
Hashtag Brent setters. Like they did. Like they cultivated, yes, like a legion. Like just like Eminem was a trendsetter.
Eminem just wore Limp Bizkit clothes.
I well, no, I mean, yes.
They were like the same guy.
Okay, but Eminem was like way better at rapping.
Way better at rapping. Yeah.
So the point is that they were all kind of fucking posers, and like we're posers too, and here we are in our fucking 20th. That's
Stop
what,
calling me a poser.
We are. Let's be real. We're capitalists. We're 30. We're the ultimate posers. As soon as you turn 30, you're automatically basically dead. So
no
anyway.
Way. These days, only over 30 people are punks. It's just.
Oh, yeah.
It's just. We're,
we finally made it.
We made it.
Okay. Like, but yes, what is authenticity to a fucking 13-year-old with fucking spiked frosted tips, like going to shop at PacSun, getting dropped off at the mall by his mom? Like, what is that? What is that? Because guess what? You did.
That's too close to home.
I knew it. We were
but
at the Sam Goody. We were getting high. We were like drinking Robitussin in the parking lot and going to Sam Goody and listening to the preview CDs.
Well, for me, punk is what I listened to when I kind of moved on from the Limp Bizkits, you know? And for me at that time, you know, as I was
well, 'cause it's
getting
so
into like the dead.
As
I was getting into like the Dead Kennedys and
right,
shit
class
like that.
Warfare.
Like, I was. Good Charlotte pissed me off.
Okay, but Good Charlotte and Limp Bizkit, both of what they did is super, it's super commercial, it's shameless, like, fame grabbing, you know, like, both of them, like, leverage their proximity to, like, famous waifs to, like, propel their, like, popularity and notoriety, like, Hilary Duff and what was the other one, like, Nicole Richie, and then, like, Christina Aguilera, he got no nookie, like, all that bullshit, like, it's so fucking stupid, like, I don't know. Like, they were all posers. They were all posers,
yeah.
And we were posers for liking them, and we have to get through the rest of this album. All right,
let's just
both
move
of
on.
Them.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Wait, do we have a vote for that one? Did we,
oh,
did we forget
Stalemate.
To vote?
I vote for Stalemate.
Yeah. I mean, it
Wait,
was Stinkfinger.
Stinkfinger.
Stinkfinger versus I Heard You.
Shit.
All right. It's fine. I'll give it to Stinkfinger. And that is the grossest sentence I've ever stated. All right. This one is called Walk By Good Charlotte, and then followed by Indigo Flow by Limp Bizkit. The devil walks with her and he thinks she's great. And when she looks at me, I don't know what I saw. I think he's trying to make me his son. From the town of the unknown, Jacksonville's on the map. Look us up, raising eyebrows with the Jaguars, kid. Better watch out, line them up, cheetah. Yo, Richard. Line them up, cheetah. All right, I might have stacked this one against you here because that shit is some of the cringiest fucking lyrics I've ever heard.
Oh, no, Indigo Flow is bad.
Indigo Flow is so bad. Indigo Flow is a fish song. God.
I mean, it's just them shouting out the bands they hang out with.
I know, it's literally the entire thing. It's just a fucking, like cash grab, like, name drop, like... It's some Northern State shit for sure.
And like, it's definitely a filler song. Like, this is definitely like they had their songs they wrote before they went into the studio, and this is just something. I think the whole rest of the album is some shit where they were just fucking around. Because the next song's a demo, and then the one after it is an instrumental or like a just a improvisational jam.
Right.
Yeah, no, Indigo Flow's dumb.
Yo, it's very bad.
And then what was
Indigo
the
Indigo Flow?
What is that? Is that like an Orinoco flow?
All my brothers and core. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's annoying.
He says, "God, I love you." At one point,
He really like goes for it too. That's the last thing he says, I think,
right.
In the whole song.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He actually says, "And God, I love you."
Good Charlotte and Limp Bizkit, same diff.
We'll
shouting out to God.
On the secret track, which you're not even going to play, so I might as well mention it now, he does say, "Thank you, Mom, like you showed me how to love God."
Oh. Well. It's dumb. Indigo Flow. It's just the name of it is fucking dumb. Walk By. Just sounds like every other song.
Yeah,
it
sounds like every other song. I'm so done with this Good Charlotte album at this point.
I know.
What can you really say about any of these Good Charlotte songs?
What can you say about Indigo Flow? That it's fucking terrible?
Yes. But you can say more about Indigo Flow because it's like, here's the things that are silly and shitty about this song. Whereas with Walk By, at this point,
that is like one of the Madden Brothers' like, child's name is Indigo Flow Madden.
Yeah, that's definitely like a Goop name.
I don't know, dude. Walk By. The harmonies are great.
Yeah, no, you know, they really lean on the harmonies.
They sing well.
I think that they individually don't sing well, but I think their harmonies are they're in key.
Yeah,
they're fine. They're fine.
And I don't know.
It's something. It's something to latch on to about this album, which is so hard to find things to say about it.
It's so inoffensive as to completely blend into the background. And I would say that, you know, that's to its benefit on, you know, up against songs like Nobody Loves Me. Yeah, right. You have like those songs that are so offensive that they stick out and are terrible, as opposed to the Good Charlotte songs that just kind of like, you know, lamely, limply, and flaccidly fade into the background. And Walk By is one of those. But to be honest, would I listen to that over Indigo Flow? Yes, I would.
I think I would too. You know, Indigo Flow, you got to give Limp Bizkit. No, I'm not going to give them any credit. Indigo Flow is definitely something that they just threw on the album because they wanted 13 songs instead of 12 songs.
Yep.
Walk By is a song.
It's a song. Great. So that makes it 4-3.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
What did that happen?
Whoopsie. All right. So that's 4-3. But Limp Bizkit's still in the lead. This next song is called Let Me Go by Good Charlotte and followed by Leech by Limp Bizkit. I always had your back and you always had mine. Say let me go. Have some fun. Well, my decision sucks to you. But
I can't see the shaking from this. So then I have to break you from this. I don't know.
Are we done yet? This is
look. I think
I officially have a migraine.
The last few Limp Bizkit songs have look. I think the first half holds up really well.
Okay.
I think the first half holds up really well. I mean this song is it's whatever. It's fine.
It's another diet
rancid
song.
It's diet rancid.
I actually like this song. This is one of my favorites on the album, even though I weirdly didn't remember it. I don't think I listened this far on the album in general, but I don't know, like the lyrics and who could see through such blazed up bloodshot eyes. There was a plan for us. One day we'd realize. Same.
Yeah, but he's kind of just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one note, but it's at least a good note as opposed to fucking, you know, that other song, Leech, that we just listened to, which is like one dumb bad note. That's not good.
But this is like, Like, this is, like, their Indigo Flow, though, I feel like, where it feels like this one is just a filler track. You know, like...
Yeah, it's not memorable to me.
I checked setlist.fm to see if they even ever played this live, because I was like, this right. is... Do they even care about this song? And, like, they played it 5 times total live, so...
So probably not. I don't know. And then Leech also has, like, the brilliant lyric, and I'd really love to take you out like Chuck Norris. Instead, I'd kick him with a vocal, slap him with a chorus. Pretty clever. Nice job, Fred Durst. I don't know. That's fine. It's all bad. I want everybody to clear their throat at this point.
We can move on.
I guess so.
What song are you going to give it to?
I don't know. They're both very resoundingly meh. Like, Leech is very, like, boring and droning. And then Let Me Go, I've already forgotten. Like, I don't remember what it sounds like. Or
you said it was what you liked it. I know. You already forgot that you liked it.
Well, because I, like, didn't remember it from the original album. And then I listened to it and I was like, this is a pleasant surprise because I don't remember it. But, like, also, isn't that a problem if it's, like, so deeply unmemorable?
Yeah, it's fine. It washes over you like every other Good Charlotte song.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to just call this one a tie.
Okay. Okay, I'm here for that. So that makes it a 4-3 with 2 ties.
I think there's one that you aren't counting. I'll do a total at the end.
We'll find out. Okay, so this next one we're going to listen to is called Screamer by Good Charlotte, and then followed by Everything, which is the last song on the Limp Bizkit album, and is 60 minutes long, so we're just giving you...
I'll never learn. You can't cross.
My eye is twitching. I don't know if that's just being up this late or listening to this album for this long and trying to be intellectual about it. But
yeah, suffice it to say, we're running out of steam here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
But I will say that I think Everything is great.
It is. It's good.
I think it's a really cool song.
It might be my favorite song in the album because there's no Fred Durst on it.
I think it's
barely any Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst is doing, like, spoken word, like, freestyles.
Yeah. Well, this was...
With, like, a ton of effects on his vocals.
Yeah, I mean, this was originally recorded. It was a jam.
Yeah.
Like, when they were recording this album. And, you know, compared to the Fish songs that we listened to last time, and the fact that that was, like, their early demos just jamming, or, like, the Lulu jams that were, like, apparently an album.
Yeah,
apparently.
True.
Like, I don't understand, but
the Biscuits jams are better way than
better
Fish's jams.
way better like significantly better.
Yeah, it was a cool fucking jam.
Yeah, it's super spacey. Could definitely see yourself again, like, tripping this, you know, DXM and just falling asleep with your, like, Spencer's Gifts, like, Rainbow Disco Ball, and, like, you know, just, like, feel good. It's 1997, guys. Bring it back. Bring it back. You had body glitter all over you. it was a good time.
Yeah. And then what's the Good Charlotte song?
That one was Screamer. Screamer.
That song sucked. That was just another Third Eye Blind wannabe song.
I don't know.
Why do they want to be Third Eye Blind? Don't you, like...
I felt like it was more lit than... Well.
Can you believe Rancid co-signed these guys? That Rancid was like...
Did they?
Yeah, Rancid was like friends with them. We're like, we love Good Charlotte in fucking interviews
and
shit.
Dude, okay, well, Rancid was like writing Pink's album at that time, like Pink, like the pop star, who also I love. I should have defended a Pink album on this fucking show, because I will go hard for Pink in the paint. But yeah, I mean, Screamer, the lyrics are very dumb. Like, what does it mean? It doesn't matter. It's catchy. The production is solid. And who cares? Who cares? It is definitely like fading deeply into the background. It's not interesting in any way. And honestly, I can't really pick out a single Good Charlotte album, Good Charlotte song from this album that's particularly interesting.
Yeah.
It's the very most interesting inoffensive. One, the it's most very inoffensive.
The most interesting one is Little Things, believe it or not.
Really?
Like, I don't know. That one at least is the only one with an earworm of a hook, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. I don't know. It's, it blends into the background. It's not particularly smart or groundbreaking or anything like that. But it's so catchy. I think that a lot of them are earworms.
Look, I'm going to give Good Charlotte a couple of kudos here, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to say, first of all, that I was also in a band in high school, and our songs were very bad. They were worse than these Good Charlotte songs, for sure. It's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, they were in high school.
The pop songwriting acumen that these guys developed at this age is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
They were ambitious. They had an idea of what it would take to get noticed and get signed, and they fucking were right, and they saw it through.
Right.
With that being said, this album's boring as fuck.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's boring in the sense that a lot of pop punk songs are, or albums are boring. But right? It's about you know, misdirected love, unrequited love, and like, you know, broken friendships, and like, you know, leaving to go to college, and like having a deadbeat dad. It's boring in the sense that it's like these like perpetual like American archetypes that like you've heard all before. But it doesn't, like, you know, the Ramones use those archetypes. Green Day use those archetypes. Rancid use those archetypes. And it was good. And Good Charlotte, I'm not going to say is like amazing or groundbreaking in any way, but it's good. It's solid. It keeps you bobbing along. You're not wiggling a shoulder. You're giving it a solid head tap. And I noticed you doing it. So you can't pretend that you didn't.
Look.
The end.
Look, I think the music is fine. It's fine. And I think that the dudes are fucking huge posers, and I hated them in high school, and I still hate them now. Limp Bizkit, look at everything, man. Look at everything. I think the world needs to know. More people need to know that there's a 17-minute-long improvised jam at the end of the first Limp Bizkit album, and it's good.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's good. All right.
Oh my God. Just because you like process like these like layered like guitar parts to be like echoey and fucking like whoa, whoa, like that's not like meh.
For some shit that's just them fucking around in the studio, I think it's very good.
And okay, but it's the laziest good that you can get, as opposed to, you know, at least the industrious mediocrity of Good Charlotte.
All right. As a staunch defender of the Limp Bizkit album, I will say, listening to it again, it's pretty front-loaded. It is really, like, it does peter off here at the end. I mean, I like everything, but maybe you're right, Heather. Maybe it is.
And the Good Charlotte,
it is something they just threw, like, this and, like, everything and Leech and Indigo Flow were all clearly shit that they threw on because they didn't have enough songs.
Right, right. Exactly. And Good Charlotte is consistently acceptable, which is almost like, I agree, maybe a worse transgression than Limp Bizkit's like occasional genius. At least they were interesting. And I will give them that. But Good Charlotte, that album is a solid pop punk album, and it is not going to change the world, but it is effective at making you dance. And, you know, if you are a 16-year-old in 2001, it like makes sense. It makes sense to want to bop along to Good Charlotte. And it makes sense to bop along to Limp Bizkit, too, because the world is a mess and adolescence is a nightmare. And that's what these two albums have in common, is that they spoke to this adolescent angst. And as a 30-year-old, we can both rightfully cringe on all of these songs and both of these respective albums. But, you know, as teenagers, it spoke to us in some way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, here we are.
Here we are. Well, I'm going to give my point to everything for this matchup. What about you, Heather?
I don't know. It was fine. I mean, you have to give it to everything because then it's going to be 5-3. If I gave it to Screamer, it would be 4-4.
So, yeah, but let's not think about the score. Think about which song is better. You know which song is better.
What was everything? What did it have to say?
You said you liked it.
I know. Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember. Like, it all fades into the background. Okay, I'm giving it to everything. We're giving it to Limp Bizkit because I think we can both agree at least the musicianship brings it over the edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the originality. And so that brings us, I did the math.
Okay.
And you're a little off.
Okay.
It's actually 7-3 with two ties.
Wow.
For Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
I want to listen to the last song on the Good Charlotte album because it sucks, and I just want everyone to hear how bad it sucks, because it's another fucking butt rock song.
This is the one called Change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Change. Yeah, I just want to drive the point home that album fucking sucks.
All right, touche. Yeah, that shit's bad.
All right, so in the first ever Thunderdome on fucking
Make It Stop,
we have Limp Bizkit, $3 Bill, y'all, reigning victorious over Good Charlotte's self-titled debut.
And... do you feel proud? Round of applause.
Round of applause. Yes. For our boys in Limp Bizkit.
Woo!
Give it up.
The boys in blue.
Give it up for Fred Durst, Wes Borland, John Otto,
no.
DJ Lethal,
what?
Sam Rivers.
You
I remember
know
all of their
all
names.
Of their names?
I'm not looking at a piece of paper or anything right now,
he's
folks.
He's not. That's actually very impressive. Okay. That's fine. I'm fine with giving it to Limp Bizkit. I'm okay with that. All right, guys. So that wraps up our very first season.
Wow, we did it.
We did it. Of Make It Stop, 20 episodes. So if you haven't listened to every single episode, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Get your shit together and go back and listen to all of our episodes. We have them on Podbean, on makeitstoppodcast.com. You can find us on Spotify, on Google Play, on iTunes. Please like, rate, subscribe, do all of those things. We're going to be coming back with season 2 in September, featuring our friends from the Rock Candy podcast. We're going to have Saki Toomey on here. We're going to have Andrew Lowry. We're going to have Katie McCarthy. We're going to have Janelle Valencia. And shout out to her new podcast, the WWT, the Queer Perspective on WWE, which is fucking so cool. Can't wait to have her on the show.
Relevance of my interests.
Yes, indeed. And so many more episodes. Pale Hound's going to be coming here. We're going to be talking about
Pale Hound, baby.
More pop punk. It's going to be a blast. So please check out our shit. Like, rate, and subscribe. Keep us alive. We're going to be coming back for season 2. But for now, enjoy your fucking summer. Go to the beach. Don't listen to any of this fucking garbage.
No, but you know what? On your way to the beach, throw on a little Make It Stop.
Yeah, but not... not $3 just, bill, y'all.
All you need is the clips.
Yeah,
all you
it's
need
true.
Is the clips. But I disagree. Throw in $3 bill, y'all. It's a great beach album.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree. But until then, that's what makes the show so fun and entertaining, right, Mike?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The back and forth. We don't always agree, and that's what makes me right. So thanks, everybody.
You picked the Limp Bizkit album over the Good Charlotte album. So.
I don't know, dude. I don't
you
know.
Did.
I know.
You did. You can't take it back.
I know. I don't know. I'll edit this. All right. Goodbye, everybody. It's been real. We'll see you next time on Make It Stop.
Bye.
Bye.